Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good news for drivers this morning. All lanes on I-93 northbound near Medford are open again after workers successfully closed a gaping pothole on a bridge that snarled traffic for most of the day yesterday. With the state spending billions of dollars on road and bridge repairs, WBUR's Fred Tice went in search of the big hole in the road.
Okay, I'm pulling up on the Leverett connector, and already traffic is completely tied up, bumper to bumper. We're just sitting here on the Leverett connector.
My mission? To make it to the pothole that somewhere along I-93 is backing up traffic all the way back to the Leverett connector. We wanted to find out what happened to the state's $3 billion program to revamp its infrastructure, to repair all those bridges and presumably potholes as well. The answer would come later at a news conference with Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation Jeffrey Mullen.
The number of structural deficient bridges in the Commonwealth has gone down by 10%.
But the I-93 bridge, where the potholes have appeared, was not included on the accelerated bridge program.
We are now shifting the program into the accelerated bridge program.
This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook.
When I set out for the pothole, On Point was on the air.
11:26. We're beginning our merge onto I-93. And traffic is, of course, at a crawl on that highway as well.
The bridge deck with the potholes is 50 years old. The concrete was at the end of its useful life. Secretary of Transportation Mullen says it had not been put on a fast track for rebuilding because there were bridges in worse condition.
The condition of our roads and bridges in the Commonwealth is in some cases shocking. We're spending this year over $1 billion fixing them. And for many years, too many years, we did not repair them. There are a lot of roads and bridges that we need to get to.
I'm on an overpass just past the Schraff's factory, and I can see pretty far, at least about a mile down the road, and boy, it is just bumper to bumper heading north.
From WBUR in Boston, NPRI, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air.
An hour and a half into this, we're approaching Malden. And it's still stop and go. 104, and I am at exit 31. This pothole problem is supposed to be at exit 33. And one of the things that's amazing to me is that nobody's getting off. The guy in the blue Honda Civic right in front of me keeps sticking his torso out to look out to see how bad the traffic is just up ahead. We're at exit 32 now. Medford Square, Malden. Exit 33 looms beyond. I've been wanting to catch up to this family because they seem like they're in a good mood despite all of this. They're keeping their sense of humor about them. And I just can't quite catch up to them long enough to interview them. But then finally, I do.
They're the Murphys. Dad Mike Murphy is driving next to me.
And where are you going?
North Conway. They're going to North Conway. When I ask how the 2.5-hour traffic jam has affected their day, Mike Murphy replies, "What do you think? We're missing half a day we could have had up at the campsite."
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Tony Cox, and this is Talk of the Nation.
I start to see cones on the road. The four lanes converge to one. Vehicles from Mass Highway begin to line the road, then state troopers, then the workers. I can't see the road surface, just the guys with the jackhammers. Traffic picks up speed, and I tuck into exit 33 for the road back to Boston, which takes just 5 minutes. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.